What do we know about Robert, Bobby and Craig's dad? What do we know about him? Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. We've told you a lot about Bobby and Craig, the two young boys, and some of their adventures. I've mentioned that their parents are Kathy and Robert. Kathy is an attorney. She's a lawyer, and she works a lot from home, but sometimes has to go to meetings and to court. Robert is their father. Robert works as a manager in a hardware store. He likes his job, and he is happy to know a lot about a lot of different things. People bring problems into Robert and ask for his assistance. He explains how to fix things in the house. He gives people guidance about which tools are best to use. And he's very knowledgeable. He has learned a lot about the hardware business over many years. As you recall, the other day when Craig was going to go visit a friend's house, Craig was told, don't get dirty, don't make a lot of noise, and don't play with fire. Why was this told to Craig? Well, this was told to Craig because this is what Robert was told when he was a little boy. He was told those things. Don't get dirty, don't make a lot of noise, and don't play with fire. Robert was told of an interesting opportunity, and he was pretty excited about it. He was told about a class that they were having next week that he could register online and take the class. The class is Introduction to Blacksmithing. He had always been fascinated with how blacksmiths work and the tools they used. After all, Robert is an expert on tools and making things, so being interested in the work of a blacksmith would be natural. But there was another reason Robert was interested. Because he figures, as a blacksmith, he could get dirty, he could make a lot of noise, and he could play with fire. And as a blacksmith, he could do all three of those at the same time. It appealed to his sense of being a little boy inside. Robert signed up for the class. When the time came, he went to the class. It was at 6 o'clock in the evening for 3 hours. It was a series of classes over a period of 6 weeks. When he got to the place where the class was being held, he saw anvils around the room and a lot of tools around the sides of the room on racks. He met the instructor and the other 7 students that were taking the class. They were all adults. 2 women and 5 men were taking the class. There were 2 instructors, the main instructor and an assistant. The assistant was a woman. Everyone was introduced and name tags were given to each so that people could get to know each other. At the beginning of the class, the fires were not lit in the forges. The blowers were not on, and it was easy to hear each other talk. The instructor handed everyone a piece of modeling clay. Now at this, Robert was a little puzzled. He thought he was here to beat on red-hot pieces of metal, and he was just given a piece of modeling clay. The instructor explained that hot metal will behave similar to modeling clay under the hammer. So they talked about basic skills of using the anvil and the hammer to change the shape of metal, but not in a random way, in a purposeful way to make new shapes that would be useful. He showed on his anvil with the modeling clay how to turn a square-shaped piece of modeling clay into a cylinder by rounding off the corners. He showed how to flatten it. He showed how to taper it. He showed how to make it thicker by hitting it on the end and making it grow broader. He showed all these skills on the modeling clay first. After the first hour, Robert really wanted to see some fire. He wanted some real blacksmithing. He didn't really want to be in a clay sculpture class now. In the second hour, the instructor fired up one of the forges and explained some of the safety issues around forges. He explained that everyone in the room should assume that everything is hot. And if a piece of metal looks cold, assume it's hot, because if you pick it up, you may find it's very hot. They talked about the safety, and then he demonstrated how to heat metal up and how to hit it on the anvil. Everyone had safety glasses on, and everyone had foam rubber earplugs or earmuffs to protect their hearing, because what they were doing now is very loud. After the demonstration, each of the students was allowed to heat up a piece of metal and hit it on the anvil with a hammer. The first few tries, it was hard to control. The instructor had told them to taper the bar down to a point. Some of the students were better than others at this skill. With another bar that was square in its cross section, the instructor had them turn it into a round bar. Later, they took a round bar and turned it into a square bar. This was all explained, that you're trying to change the shape of the metal in a purposeful way because we are making things. At the end of the class, Robert was hot, sweaty, dirty, and tired. He had learned a lot, but he's starting to realize just how much more he would have to learn to become a good blacksmith. He also realized that there are a lot of tools needed for blacksmithing that he did not have. So, that's the end of this episode. We got a glimpse of how Robert got introduced to blacksmithing as an interesting and fun hobby. I hope you enjoyed this story. I invite you to put comments below. And of course, we encourage everyone to like and subscribe to the channel. And I invite you to join us in the future. See you soon. Bye.